The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Good afternoon, Dick Sickles. This is Tim once again, board in the studio. And for the very first time on my little podcast, we have a guest. That's right. My friend Bob has stopped in to say hattie-ho to everyone on St. Patty's Day. Bob's half Irish, half
hey,
German.
Hey, everybody today. Happy St. Patty's. What's going on?
So in honor of St. Patty's Day, we have a half Irishman here.
It's a good honor. It's a good honor to be half Irish on St. Patty's, I think, right?
So, sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So the German side of you,
but
though,
everybody's Irish today.
What does the German side of you feel about St. Patty's? You don't give a shit, do you?
No. It's not real big. The beer drinking part's good, though.
Does it have to be warm? Because Germans drink their beer warm.
You know, and I hear that's real common in Ireland, too.
Is it really?
I haven't had the opportunity to go to
How about you? Do you like your beer to be cold?
Let's go cold.
What would be your beer of choice, Bob?
I'm going to have to go with the Guinness, Tim.
That's all
Irish. Am I allowed
Irish.
To say that?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Guinness
but you're
beer,
only.
I'm all right with that?
You're only half Irish, though. So would your second favorite be like Heineken or Löwenbräu or something German, perhaps?
Maybe a Warsteiner.
Warsteiner. Yeah, there's a nice German beer.
We're allowed to say all those names on
Sure,
oh,
sure.
Okay, I'll make sure everything's legal.
This is a podcast. You can even cuss if you want.
That's crazy.
See, watch this. Shit. Damn. TT, doo-doo. See, I can say anything I want.
It does make it more comfortable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I feel more, I've just totally relaxed.
Right. Now. Well, now, let me ask you something. The green beer. What do you think about the green beer?
Never really done the green beer because I was always afraid I was going to either piss green or shit green.
That's not good.
No, and I don't need that.
And you never see a green Guinness. Have you noticed that?
You know what?
They don't, do they? Do they do that?
I have not seen that, but you know what would be cool? Maybe if you just made that little, the head green. How about that?
The head, there you go.
Make that green.
Just a couple little drops of food color.
That's all I'm talking about.
Swish it around with some whipped cream.
And
you're good to go.
That's probably, very Irish.
I think we just invented something, Bob. We could make millions off of that.
Once again,
the ideas, they just keep on coming.
It just won't stop. Tim.
So what are your plans for this holiday?
I think I'll drink a little Guinness since you brought it up. I didn't bring it up. You brought up the drinking part. And, I'd probably do that on a Tuesday if you had brought it up. But since I have the excuse of, St. Patty's Day.
So when are we going to start, Bob? Are we going to start drinking now?
Well,
right here?
Maybe. Maybe it is time to pop a little something anyway. They got the Guinness in the CO2 bottles. So you can actually, enjoy a Guinness at home.
There you go.
With your friends and family without going out to the pub.
It's in a bottle and not a can? Do they have them in a can?
They have them in a can, too, but I prefer the bottle on that.
Well, I don't have any of that here, Bob.
Okay.
So you're going to have to settle for natural light. What do you think of that?
That's a little Irish.
No. That's rot gut.
Yeah.
That's the bottom of the barrel. The only thing that's lower in quality than that, probably Old Milwaukee. Black Label, perhaps?
Well, in the college days, I did a little Black Label Light. I don't know if they have that anymore. And Hams Light.
I got my first...
If it was ice cold, it's great.
I got my first beer-induced case of diarrhea from Hams Beer.
Oh, those were
awesome. And only took a six-pack to just get
that
complete swamp ass.
That would make me wake up in the middle of the night having to do a raging piss.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, it was quite a hangover inducer.
Ooh,
yes.
Man.
And it creates the swamp ass. Not a good thing.
But, when I was getting it was only $2.99 a six-pack.
That is the selling point right there. If it was still $2.99...
And that was back in the day when you actually bought beer from like a 7-Eleven convenience store.
That's
and
right.
An American ran and owned it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's unheard of anymore.
A little bit of culture for people out there who maybe have never known what it's like to go in.
Well, now back in your day, you could drink at the age of 18 here in these fine United States
that
of America,
is true.
Couldn't you?
That is true, yeah. Well, at least in Florida, I guess that might be everywhere.
Right, see, that's something that's changed.
Yeah.
Because you're just 2 years older than me, and I didn't get grandfathered into that.
And drinking at 16 wasn't looked at as drinking all that young, because in two years, you'd be legal.
See, now, when I was 16, I had no interest in beer, because I was just a kid. I wanted that candy, sweet taste. I would have preferred the
coolers or something.
No, like that or like your Boone's Farm strawberry.